69 met honderdtalle vir albei ingesluit en Australië 'n totaal van 355 vir 5 besorg. Draaibowler Adam Zampa was daarna die ster toe Engeland vir 'n skamele 142 almal uit is. En Indië het die T20 reeks teen Nieu-Seeland gewen na reën vir 'n gelykop uitslag volgens die DLS metode help sorg het in die laaste kragmeting in Napier vandag. En dis eers al sport, geniet die middag.
All right, there we go. Thank you very much to you, Peter Jordan, there with our latest sports report in English and Afrikaans. All right, the time now, 12 minutes past the hour of 4 o'clock on this Tuesday afternoon. And it's great to have on the line, and this is Alonka Badenhorst. And yes, we're going to be talking about WASPA. Now, Alonka Badenhorst is the Managing Director at WASPA. A very good afternoon to you. How are you doing?
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me on the show.
There we go. Well, welcome to the show and thank you for your time. Now, you are with WASPA. Can you please tell our listeners about WASPA and the role that you play with the organization?
100%. So, WASPA is a self-regulatory body that was formed in 2004 to self-regulate and monitor all providers that offer mobile value-added services in South Africa. So, we've got a code of conduct that all of our members have to adhere to, as well as a well-established complaints forum where the public can lodge complaints if they believe that any of our members have not followed the rules. We also have a very dedicated team that monitor all of these services on a 24/7 basis to make sure that consumers can use these services with trust and confidence, to make sure that they get the pricing information and also the products that they have requested.
Now, Black Friday this weekend is literally the world's biggest shopping day, but it is also a fact that cyber criminals prepare to cash in. Now, what are some of the threats that we need to be aware of?
So I think as far as there's so many benefits with online shopping and e-commerce and in-commerce, but we do want to encourage consumers to not let their guard down and to be vigilant and aware during this time period. As an example, phishing and smishing attacks increased by over 300% over Black Friday, as well as Cyber Monday. So here consumers need to look out for emails, SMSs, and even social media prompts, specifically from unsolicited sources, where they ask you to click on something. So it looks like an advert from either a known retail store or somebody that you've never interacted with. Some giveaway signs that this is actually from a criminal or a hacker or a fraudster are things like, usually they use something like a sense of urgency, like last chance to get something, or there's a countdown timer. Other giveaway signs are usually illegitimate email addresses. So you'll find spelling mistakes or grammar mistakes either in the URL of the email, of the site, or alternatively in the body of the email. Then also suspicious links. If somebody tells you to click on a link to do something and you've never interacted with them, honestly, just rather stay away and err on the side of caution. Also, they tend to use tactics, for example, where they know that you are potentially taking a chance, that you are familiar with a specific retailer or shop. They'll send you an email and say, click on the attachment for more. Be very wary of these attachments. They usually are usually contain malware. And when once this malware is downloaded onto either your phone or your laptop, they could access your personal information, as well as this could also lead to unauthorized transactions or unauthorized things happening in the background on your phone. In general, we always say, if it looks too good to be true, it usually is. If you see an advert, we always recommend to rather just go to the actual official site to make sure that it is an actual deal and that it's not a criminal that's taking advantage of the advertising. Always read the T's and C's, especially when you're looking at vouchers and gift cards around Friday and Cyber Monday. They usually are only redeemable for a limited time and also have other limitations and conditions. And one of the biggest things that we tend to ask tell consumers is be exceptionally careful when using free Wi-Fi or open Wi-Fi networks. As much as this is convenient for consumers to use, a lot of times these are spoofed and hackers sit in the background. And unfortunately, consumers are creatures of habit. They use the same login details, so they'll use the same username, which is normally the email address, and the same password across all accounts. Now, if that Wi-Fi network was spoofed, then these hackers have access to that, and then it's very to be able to access some of your other accounts. So rather be safe and use a different username and password each time you interact with one of these accounts. That makes it a lot more difficult for them to be able to access your private information and your data.
All right. And then can you tell us how easy is it for a person to be scammed or your identity to be stolen?
So in general, we would say that, for example, on Black Friday and Cyber Monday, the retailers have a responsibility to make sure that their sites are secure and that they've got specific security measures in place. Unfortunately, the biggest problem, I would say, in this value chain is actually the consumers. Consumers don't take the necessary steps to protect their own personal information and private information. For example, using proper passwords, only downloading apps from legitimate and reputable stores and sites. If consumers make use of all of the technologies that are available, for example, antivirus software on your phone, etc., we could navigate safely and be safe on the, in the online environment. But unfortunately, we see that most consumers don't take these basic steps to secure themselves. And that makes it very, very easy for the criminals and hackers to then access this information, which could lead to further things like identity theft.
And then what can consumers and small businesses do to protect ourselves?
Okay. So firstly, and this might seem so simple and basic, but the biggest thing that I always say is read. Make sure that you read before you click on something or open anything in the online world. The reality is the moment you connect to the internet, you are at risk from various threats. So read before you click on anything. Then secondly, make use of two-factor authentication, specifically on things that are important to you and are on your phone. For example, your banking app. Make sure that you've got two-factor authentication, and even with your email apps. Then another thing that consumers tend to not do anymore is they get SIM cards and they don't make use of a PIN on the SIM card. Now, this is problematic, especially if your phone is stolen, because the criminals would basically just take out your SIM card and insert it in another phone. And the moment that there's no PIN, they can access all of the information that's contained on that SIM card. So please, please, please make use of a PIN for your SIM card. And then in general for phones, I think the best procedure there is to have passwords and make use of the biometrics. That's usually the safest thing to make sure that if your phone is accessed, it's extremely difficult to then access the rest of the information. If it's open with no PINs and passwords, very, very easy for them to get in and then to use your own information against you. Then for small businesses, I would always say, whether it be online or on laptops, et cetera, make sure that you've got proper antivirus software. That this is for all of the devices, both phones, tablets, and laptops, and make sure that you've got the correct firewalls and also proper IT policies. Make sure that you educate your employees so that if they do use these devices, that they use it safely, that they use the security measures that you've put in place to secure your company and to make sure as far as possible that all of the confidential information stays confidential and private.
All right, thank you. And then any final words to our listeners?
Well, final words just in general. We shouldn't be scared to be using all of these great facilities, for example, e-commerce and in-commerce, and all of the apps that have made our lives so, so much more convenient. So we don't want to deter consumers from using this. We are just encouraging them to be vigilant and aware so that they can navigate safely. However, if they do believe that they have been a victim of the scam, we would definitely encourage them to report this. If you've been an actual victim of a scam and you've lost money, please report it to your local police station. But if you just have received a scam, or for example, you are inundated with unsolicited marketing, direct marketing messages, you can contact WASPA and we will assist you with that. Consumers can get hold of us at waspa.org.za. Our website has some useful consumer protection information and also our complaints procedure where you can lodge a complaint, and our very dedicated team will help and assist you with your query.
There we go. Thank you very much there to Alonka Baldenhorst, the Managing Director at WASPA. We appreciate you and thank you for all the work that you are doing for us. Thank you very much and have a wonderful afternoon further.
Thank you very much. Enjoy the afternoon.
There we go. Thank you. All right. The time now moved over to 22 minutes past 4 o'clock here on Eden FM.
Die lewe gaan oor keuses, maar om te sterf is ongelukkig nie een van hulle nie. Toch kan 'n mens waardigheid kies. Elke mens leef volgens 'n stel van standaarde en norme en die grootste eer wat jy 'n geliefde kan bewys wanneer hulle tot sterwe kom, is om 'n begrafnis of 'n verrassing te reël in dieselfde standaard waaraan hulle gewoond was en indien moontlik selfs beter. Strydom begrafnisdienste spog met professionele dienste van die hoogste standaard, topfasiliteite, 'n huishoudelike atmosfeer waar naasbestaandes se privaatheid voorop